Well, I think the board members are pretty upbeat. They're recognizing that things are changing. I think the exhibitor members of our board know that for them, farm shows are changing, their participation in shows, and I think the board is fully cognizant of those changes.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about Wood County. They're up next this July in Marshfield, and one of the new options in this county is that they have gotten an executive that's been kind of a part of Farm Tech Inc. and the county. How is that working out? Tell me a little bit more about how that's unfolding.
Things are going really good in Wood County. One of the neat things about Wood County, it's a very strong dairy area, but then they have that whole cranberry component that I wasn't hardly even aware of. I knew they had a few cranberries there, but I didn't know they produced one out of every nine cranberries in the world. So they've had a challenge trying to figure out how to blend that whole cranberry thing into our show because, we don't have a cranberry show. But they've done a good job, and I think a lot of people will see a cranberry bog for the first time at the Wood County Show.
What about the administrative assistant side of things that had been discussed a year ago or more?
Well, Wood County has got such a strong extension staff that they really haven't seen a need to hire that person to support them, like some of the previous counties. So they may hire someone for just the summer, but they haven't brought someone on as early as, for example, Kewaunee County did.
Okay, well, that's interesting because this show flexes. That's one thing people have to understand is you flex with geography, volunteer bodies, and then with changes in some of the extension staff. Let's fast forward now. 2021 is the next one we're working on, and the board is now considering options that might surprise some. Tell me about that.
Well, I think we've run into a point where a lot of counties that have previously held shows just don't have the critical mass to do it anymore. And so that, coupled with the fact that a lot of counties don't have an extension agent today, they probably will a year from now, but there are so many open positions, we have really been unsuccessful in locating a county to hold the show. That's all kind of wrapped into the discussion about having a permanent site, and so we don't really know where this is all going, but we're looking at potentially holding the show at the Iola Car Show, which is located just north of Waupaca. It's only about 20 minutes out of Stevens Point, kind of in the middle of the state. Mm-hmm. The car show has really opened up their arms. They really want Farm Tech Days to come there. They see that as very compatible with their grounds, and so we're looking at some other options too, but that one's on the table, which is pretty different for this show.
And that'll automatically, I can hear alarms going off in my listeners' ears. Let's tap the brakes a little bit. First of all, at this stage in the game, you're clear to make the point that Waupaca County Extension is not engaged in this process. It's purely the car show. And let's talk a little bit more. It is a farm show, Matt. What did the Iola board members tell you on how they envision being able to incorporate agriculture with their grounds?
Mm-hmm. Well, surprisingly, their grounds is almost identical to what we need in terms of space for an exhibit field. They've got some farms on the perimeter that might possibly hold field demos. A lot of the things that we need, the things that we have to go out in the field and build, like infrastructure, like fences and gates and food stands, it's all there. And so it really cuts down on the number of volunteers that we're going to need to put the show on. But it's a whole new area for us because we've really obviously never held a show without a county sponsor. So it would be more of a state-run operation.
Now, what did the board think about this? Because, and tell people how many board members are engaged in vetting some of these bids.
Mm-hmm. There's 14 members on the state board that are representing, five of them represent exhibitors, and the rest represent ag agencies from around the state. And so I think they're a little bit uneasy with all this because it's so new. Some of them really didn't even know this was coming. So we'll see after lunch when we meet again.
Now, I know that the conversation was that the board will reconvene sometime this summer or definitely by this fall and try to make a decision. Are you going to openly solicit other counties for a bid, or are we going to kind of just try to figure out how that might work for 2021?
I'm not thinking we're going to have counties coming in to we've pretty much spoken to the counties that might be available. And we even have counties that said we'd like to do it in 2022 or 23. So it's not like we're running away from counties hosting the show. It's just that we hit a year when 2021 doesn't have an obvious sponsor. They are looking at some other options as well, and this just happens to be the one they're talking about today.
Well, that is interesting, because it does beg the question on long-term planning for you, the board, and the show. How does that look? What are you thinking as the general manager that's kind of got it guide this ship?
That's a good question. There's a lot of different options that are being looked at. There could be a permanent site. There could be two permanent sites located in different places. There could be one permanent site and then go out to a county every other year. So there's a whole lot of different scenarios that could play out.
I got to ask you, because of the financial situation that all of production agriculture is in, if that gives you cause for concern, not only for the 21, 22, et cetera shows, but even up close. There were a couple counties that presented today that mentioned they're just barely getting their oars in the water now on fundraising, where we turn for that agribusiness support.
You know, we have had very, very strong support in the counties that have hosted the shows. And so the sponsorships, which are so important to putting the show on, have been there. It's a bit of a challenge sometimes just getting an organizational structure to get out and look for those, but that has not been an issue. We have had strong exhibitor support of the show. So, you know, really the human resource part of the show, the volunteers needed to put it on, is probably as big an issue, or it's the biggest issue.
Yeah. So for the tried and true, every year I attend Farm Tech Days people listening, what do you want them to know from a general manager's perspective? I mean, we hit on some of the points, but what do you want them to remember in consideration when they try to listen to this interview?
Well, we're going to have a show every year for the next few years. So one way or the other, it'll happen. And it's no different than any other part of agriculture. It's changing. And, you know, to survive, you have to be resilient and change with the rest of the world.